The second parak of Ksubis is called Parak HaYishash and HisArmala. As the Mishnah starts off in the beginning of the parak, HaYishash and HisArmala, Shinis Garsha. What does it mean, Shinis Armala? Shinis Armala means she became widowed, she became an almana. The word Armala, Armalasa, is the Aramaic translation for the word almana. But the question is, why would the Mishnah use such a word, Shinis Armala? Normally the Mishnah uses Lashon Almana. Why son of here use a Lashon Armala, which is a Lashon of Aramaic? Also, it's not common that Rabbein HaKadosh uses a Ramis in the Mishnah. Usually it's Makban on Lashon HaKadosh. Let's have his Dafka over here suddenly use this Lashon Armala to refer to Almana and not use the regular Lashon HaKadosh and say Isha Shinis Almana. So I was thinking that perhaps the Pshat could be like this. Why is an Almana called an Almana? The Gemara says earlier in Dafidim and Beis that Almana means Almana, it's a Lashon of Mana, because the ksuba of an almana is a mana. The word almana is a remez that the ksuba of an almana is a mana. She only gets 100 as opposed to basula gets masayim, and therefore she's called almana, the woman who only gets a mana. So over here in our Mishnah, we're gufa talking about the Isha Shinis Armala, Isha who became an almana. We're doubting what her ksuba is. Does she get masayim or does she not? Does she get mea? Does she get less? That's gufa the shayla over here in the Mishnah. So to call her Isha Shinis Almana, that's already giving her a psak that she's getting 100, that she's not getting masayim. That would be misleading to give her that shem almana when we're gufa dining on what type of ksuba she's going to get. So Mimela, the Tana Bedafka, switched it from the Lashon Almana to the Lashon of Nisarmala to stay out of that whole Indian, to say that it shouldn't be confusing, shouldn't be mashma that we're passing that she gets an almana. No, we're calling her Armala, which is a whole different word for almana, based on the word in Aramis, in order not to get confusing, not to get into that Indian of what her ksuba is, even though early in the Mishnah it is called almana, even in a context where Basula is Masayim in the first parak, but the Mas over there, it's Beferish, that's her din, it's Agav others. But over here, the Tana wanted to be clear and say that to stay out of the whole Indian of referring to her as an almana, because we're gufa daning on how much her ksuba is. Now, Lamaisa, what is the pshat? Why is she called an armalasa? Where does this lashon armala come from, armalasa? What's the mucker of that word in Aramaic? Why is she referred to as an armalasa? So I was thinking to be matzia, perhaps the hezbo could be like this. You find when it comes to Hilchas Shabbos, there's four reshuyas. One of the reshuyas is referred to as a karmelis. Now, a karmelis is not a reshus yachid, not a reshus rabin, somewhere in the middle. Why is a karmelis called a karmelis? So if you look in the Rambam over there, in the Pirshei Mishnah, in the beginning of Shabbos, and the Ran says this as well, a little bit differently, they say a davar nifla. They say that a karmelis is a reshus, which is not a reshus yachid, not a reshus rabin, somewhere in the middle. And Mimele, they say that karmelis is a lashon of ke armelis. It's like an armelasa. It's like an almana. Just like an armelasa. Just like an almana is a woman who's not exactly, she's not a basula, she's not a ba'ula. She's somewhere in the middle, right? She's not necessarily a basula because she got married, but she's not necessarily a ba'ula because maybe there wasn't a bia. She's not single. She's not an eishes. She was married. She's no longer married. She's somewhere in the middle between nisuin and being a basula. That's what the word armelasa represents. And Mimele, when we talk about a reshus, which is somewhere in the middle, we refer to it as karmelis, which is a lashon of ke armelis, like in almana. That's what the Rambam says. But if you look in Taisus over there, Taisus Dabab says a little bit of a different shot, Hashem the Yerushalmi. He says that the lashon karmelis comes from the lashon karmel, which we find in the Torah referring to wheat kernels. What does karmel mean? Karmel, like Taisus, is rach umal, loy lach v'loy yavish, ela benini. Hachinami karmelis in a lokesh yachin lokesh yisarabim. Tyson says a similar thing, but a little bit of a different twist. He says that the word karmel is referring to wheat kernels when they're not totally dry, they're not totally moist, they're somewhere in the middle. It's karmel is lashon rach umal, and therefore that's a reference to reshus yach, to karmelis, which is not reshus yach, not reshus rabim, it's somewhere in the middle. That's the lashon of karmelis lefi Tyson. Now he's going in the lashon of the Torah, where the Torah uses this lashon of karmel, the lashon in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra and Perek Beis. It says that the it says when you bring the minchas bikurim l'Hashem, aviv kali ba'esh geres karmel takavis minchas begracha. This word karmel means the kernels when they're rach umal, when they're somewhere between being moist and being dry. So it could be that really this is the mucker of the word almana. If you put these two things together, that karmel kiramel resh mem lamed became the sharish of a word which is something which is nishtay nishter. It's somewhere in the middle. It's a little bit rach, a little bit mal. And Resh Mem Lamed became the letters that represent that Inyan, based on this word Karmel in the Torah, which refers to the kernels which are not fully Rachumal. I mean, Mela Chazal used that Lashon in the Targum for Almana. They called her an Armelasa, which is from the Sharish of Resh Mem Lamed, Ramal, because this is an Isha who is also in the middle. She's not fully Basula, not fully Bula, somewhere in the middle. And therefore, maybe, perhaps, she's called Armelasa. I'll shame this word Karmel. It's Kir Ramel, that the Resh Mem Lamed is the Sharish of these this Inyan of being somewhere in the middle, not fully basula, not fully bula. That could be gufa the mucker, why she's called an armalasa. And in Kenem Advarim, if that's correct, then Hervachnu, it could be Miyashav Adamar Nifla that we find in the Mishnah, the beginning of the parak. It says that we're trying to figure out if she's a basul or not. So one of the rayas says, the Chilukalius. Chilukalius is also a raya that she is a basula. Chilukalius means, Rashi says, Vigilim hoyu lechalukalius latinekis, if we give out kalius latinekis, binisui habasula, so the basula got married. So somehow that was the minig when a basula was a basula, to show that she was a basula, they would give out these wheat kernels at the chasana to show that she's a basula. The question is why? What's the inyan? What's the imik of this remez of giving out these roasted wheat kernels to show that she's a basula? What's the shaykh between these kalias and being a basula? So I thought perhaps if what we're saying, you can be miyashav like this, that the whole musik of the shame armalasa is melashim, this caramel. Caramel is rachumal, which means that it's not fully moist, it's not fully dry, it's somewhere in the middle. But what do you do with this caramel? It actually says over there in Vayikra, and this is in Perek Beis, in Pasuk Yidalet, it says you take it and you kail it and you roast it. It has to be kali ba'esh. That's the lashon of the pasuk. You kali ba'esh, you roast it, shemiyabshin ois ala urb, avishol klayim, and then it becomes totally dry. Once you take the caramel, which is a little bit dry, a little bit moist, and you roast it and you make kalias into it, now it becomes totally dry. Now it's yavish, as Rashi says over here in Ksuvis, it says kaliyash kisha hashibolin lachin miyabshin ois batanim and kalias and mesukin la'ilam. They remain that way forever. So the caramel is before it's roasted. Then it's a little bit moist, a little bit dry. But then when you roast it, when you make kalias into it, you're making it totally dry. So kalias, in a way, is the hepech of caramel. It's no longer moist. It's one way. It's totally yavish. So being that the word armalasa is based on this Indian of caramel, where she's nishtahe nishtahera, not fully a basula, not fully a bula, somewhere in the middle, that's an almana, the basula, which is the opposite of that. She's fully a basula. The way to represent that she's a basula is bedafka, to give kalias. Kalias is the hepech of caramel, the opposite of caramel, and is showing that she's not caramel. She's not someone who has shaykhis to being a bula. She's totally a basula, and maybe that's the imik of why the chiluk kalias was a raya that she is a basula, not a bula. So that could be the hesber in this lashon armlasa and in this very interesting minig of giving out the kalias at the chasana of a basula.